Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
Oh, hey, money-making unicorns. What do you know about motherfucking rage? Rage is one of my default emotions. This is something that's very comfortable for me. I like to be mad, that anger, that like seething feeling inside of me. Like my body likes it. Like it's something that I'm accustomed to. It's something that's really fucking served me throughout my entire life. And today I just woke up mad. Right? Like I have no reason to be mad. My life is fucking tits. It's dope. Like everything is good. There's nothing to fucking bitch about. But I woke up today with this just like rampaging kind of rage just ripping through my chest. Like I can still feel it, like just kind of expanding and contracting. Like I don't know, it's very like muscly feeling, and it's right in my rib cage, like in between my ribs, and it wants to get out. Like it's just like that grit and that grime, like that feeling of just wanting to like break shit, you know? And this is part of my life experience. So often people are like in this state where they're like, well, I need to like be happy and peaceful, and I need to like, you know, meditate and do all the things. And okay. But like every single fucking emotion that you have is valid. Every single emotion that you have serves a motherfucking purpose. Like now, do I need to use this rage on someone else and like go take it out on somebody? Like, no, but I can allow myself to fully fucking feel it, because I know that if I can create this level of intensity when it comes to rage, then I can also create this level of intensity when it comes to joy or happiness or any of the other things that I don't want today. So I want you to be able to understand that mindset is not about perfection, and it's not about peace, and it's not about like, oh, you know, you're always going to feel sunshine and rainbows. Like that's not it. It's that you're going to feel your feelings, and it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay to have feelings. Could you fucking imagine that you don't have to like be a little bit more ladylike today or smile? You'd be a whole lot prettier. Fuck all that noise. You get to be your true self, and you get to do it unapologetically. So I had this thing, like I had a plan today for what I was going to do. And you know, going to bed last night, I was like, all right, I'm going to do these fucking things tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And then I woke up this morning just fucking rampaging. Like, so those plans that I had don't make sense, right? Those things that I was going to do fucking don't make sense today. So I get to have the wherewithal, right? The self-awareness to say, you know what? Today is not the day for that thing. Today is a day to really fully express myself in all sorts of different interesting ways, because quite honestly, I'm fucking irritated. I'm irritable. I don't want to fucking be nice to people. I don't want to tell people it's okay and, you know, make you feel better about your fucking limiting beliefs today. I don't want to fucking do that shit. I don't want to fucking help people today. And you know what? That gets to be okay. And here's the caveat, right? Is that even by not wanting to help people, I am helping people, because I'm giving you fucking permission right now to not always have to fucking help people. You don't always have to help people. You don't always have to do the thing that you do every fucking day. You can take a fucking break. You can chill the fuck out. You could be mad if you want for no motherfucking reason. Give yourself the space to feel your fucking feelings, because here's what happens when you don't. Okay, you get sick, right? You internalize that shit. You stuff it under the rug. You try and make it quiet down. You try and get it to just shh. You start shushing yourself. Don't fucking shush yourself. You don't need to do that shit. Find a healthy outlet for whatever feeling that you're feeling. And if it's rage like me, get on a fucking podcast and fucking yell about it. Be angry. Other people are angry too. It's okay to express anger, right? I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna go for a fucking heated ass walk. Like I'm gonna go for a heated ass walk today. I have to get my nails done today, which I don't want to fucking do. I hate getting my nails done. Does anybody else feel like this? I fucking hate it. I like having my nails done. Like I like it when they're done, but man, I fucking hate sitting in that fucking chair. I hate waiting for that bitch to finish. Takes forever. Fucking 2 hours, 2.5 hours to get my fucking nails done. It's a waste of my fucking time. I hate it, but I like the outcome, right? And it's the same, is that your emotions get to flow. You get to do the things that maybe don't feel so amazing in the moment, right? It's not sunshine and rainbows, but you can be mad. You can go in the car, throw a fucking screaming fit. You can have a motherfucking temper tantrum. You can write really interesting, amazing content from this different perspective. When you feel a different feeling, you're going to write differently. And the post that I wrote today was actually
it felt like really kind of played into this whole thing, because I was scrolling through my feed and one of my clients, a dear fucking friend of mine, she did this really great, amazing post that was like much more pointed than I'm going to make it out to be. But she basically had health coaches reaching out to her in the fucking DMs and saying, what are your health and fitness goals? Which is unsolicited, unwanted, by the way. Nobody wants that shit. If you're a health coach, don't do that shit, okay? Nobody wants you to fucking reach out to them and say, what are your health and fitness goals? Nobody wants to say that, okay? If they wanted fucking help with their fucking health and fitness goals, they would fucking reach out to you. Don't do that shit. So they reach out to her. She got like 5 messages this week, you know? She says, you know what? Fuck you. Like, I'm big and beautiful and I'm going to do the things that I want to fucking do. And this is not part of what I'm looking for right now. Fuck you. Right. And she did it so eloquently. And it was so inspiring to see somebody stand up against the things that fucking suck, that seething fucking injustice. Because it's not just health coaches, right? Like, this happens all the time in fucking money coach land. Great. People reach out to me and they're like, what are you struggling with in your business? Like, first of all, nothing. Okay. First of all, nothing. Like, fuck off. Right. Like, it's so interesting to me that people just automatically assume that I'm struggling with something, or that this person wants to lose weight, or that this person wants to fucking buy your thing. Fuck you, right? The injustice of the behavior of cold outreach that is unwarranted is such fucking trash, right? Makes me want to fucking slice people to bits. I hate it. And you know what I hate even more? I fucking hate that it works. I hate that this tactic works, because here's the thing. If it didn't fucking work, people wouldn't fucking do it. The reason why people do this shit is because it works. They poke you in the fucking pain points and you bend and you say, oh, well, maybe I should focus on my health and fitness and maybe I should make more money and maybe I am struggling. Shit, I didn't even know. Now I know I'm struggling. Ugh, stop. This shit is fucking infuriating. This victimhood, this fucking victim mentality of people just being like, oh, life is happening to me and I can't do anything about it. It's fucking trash. It is trash. Make the shift. If you hate cold outreach, if you fucking hate pain point marketing, then don't be someone that needs to fucking be cold outreached to. If you have a goal in your life, go get it. Go get it. Stop waiting for someone to come and get you. Go get it. Get off your fucking ass. Go get your nails done. Even though you don't like it, you do like the fucking result of having your nails done, right? Do the thing that you don't want to do so that you can get the thing that you fucking want, right? If you need a coach for your fucking fucked off mindset, reach out to one. You need a coach to make more money, reach out to one. You need a fucking health and fitness goal coach, reach out to one. The reason why there's cold outreach is because we don't go after what we want. The reason why there's pain point marketing is because it's so much easier for people to run away from pain than it is for them to go after what they actually desire. And that's because people don't feel like they fucking deserve it. They don't feel like they're good enough. They don't have enough fucking self-assurance to say, you know what? I want that fucking $1 million month. I want that fit ass body. Like, they don't say that, okay? Because they don't feel like they fucking deserve it. And that's the real problem. That's the root of the fucking problem. It's not that there's cold outreach and it's not that people don't reach out. It's that people don't feel good enough. They don't feel like they deserve to be fulfilled. They don't feel like they deserve success. And so they stifle themselves and they hold themselves in these tiny little boxes. And you know where all that starts with? With you subduing your fucking emotions and not letting yourself be mad when you're mad. And not letting yourself be happy when you're happy. And not letting yourself want the things that you fucking want. When we fucking water down our emotions, when we stuff it under the rug and we try and fit into that box and we're trying to assimilate into what we believe to be societally acceptable, when we do that shit, this is what it leads to. It leads to people not reaching out for your program and product or service. It leads to people not believing that they're good enough. It leads to fucking endless cold outreach and pain point marketing. The way that we stop that shit, the way that we change the narrative on this is not by telling people not to do cold outreach. That's not how. It's by not letting cold outreach and pain point marketing work. Don't buy shit from people who pain point market you. Don't. Just don't fucking do it. If they reach out and ask, what are you struggling with? You say nothing. Or you say fuck off. Or you just say nothing at all. If they're asking you what you're struggling with, they're pain point marketing you. Okay? That is not them caring about you. That's not them helping you. That is them exploiting your biggest fucking fears. And if you're susceptible to that and you're letting that fucking shit happen to you, guess what? Pain point marketing and narcissistic abuse patterns motherfucking continue. Because they work. Positive reinforcement, right? So don't buy from people that fucking engage in those fucking behaviors. And then that won't happen anymore, right? Get straight to the fucking root of it. And the reason why you're why any of us are susceptible to pain point marketing is because we don't feel good enough. Imagine this world if we all just felt good enough. How much more would get done? How much more fucking amazing things would happen because we feel good enough? How many more relationships would be built? How many more movements would be built? How much more love and joy and fucking acceptance would we have in this world if everybody just woke up tomorrow and said, you know what? Fuck this. I am good enough. What if we used that anger for that, right? What if we used our sorrow for that instead of victimhood, instead of blaming and shaming and doing all the things? What if we just fucking took responsibility? I just did this big fucking chit chat in one of my programs yesterday, all about personal responsibility. And this is, it's a tough pill to swallow, dude. Like, we just weren't raised for it. We weren't raised for it. I mean, luckily I was. My mom was definitely the person that helped me to take personal responsibility. And I took it too far and I went into codependence. But, you know, after years of codependency, I've done a lot to really repattern that and create a feeling of interdependence. But it all stems from taking responsibility for yourself, and specifically not just taking, but getting to that third step. Cause there's like, I don't want to take responsibility. Fuck you. It's somebody else's problem. And then there's the second step, which is you taking responsibility for your own shit. And then there's the third step, which is you actually receiving responsibility from yourself. Right. So it's like, I'm going to give myself responsibility and I'm going to receive it from myself because I'm an apparent me. I don't need my mom or a teacher or a boss to do that. I can do that for myself. Right. And so when I start receiving responsibility for myself, it feels better. Right. I don't have to take it from someone. I can just receive it from myself. And that shift has allowed me to fucking, I mean, invite the love of my life, right? Have an amazing fucking relationship and, you know, really step into leadership roles unapologetically and being able to empower other people on my team and not micromanage and do all those things, right? It's like allowing them to be in their zone of genius by staying the fucking mind. And that all stems from responsibility. But a lot of people don't want that. A lot of people don't want fucking responsibility because they think that if they take responsibility, then shit's going to be their fault. And then they have to be the bad guy, right? And they don't want that. So they would rather stay in a state of fucking victimhood than claim their fucking birthright, their God-given, unicorn-given fucking right to be happy. And it's so fucking ridiculous. Like, let's not teach this shit to our children, right? Our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, they are our choice. No one is doing this to us. We are choosing it. And we get to choose it. We get to choose how we think and feel, right? That is our fucking responsibility. And every single result that we have in our life has been created by our thoughts and our feelings, our actions. That's what fucking got us here. And when you start allowing yourself to take responsibility for the fucking bullshit that runs through your fucking head, and that is what gives you the ability to fucking change it. Without responsibility, there is no choice, right? If you're not responsible for your own thoughts and feelings, then you don't get to choose them. And that's bullshit. So really, if we want this shift in the marketing world, as we say that we do, as all of my listeners say, fuck cold outreach and I don't want pain point marketing. Okay. Take responsibility for your own fucking feelings, right? Take responsibility for your own fucking actions. Take responsibility for your own fucking thoughts. The questions that you put into your fucking head, because it's yours. And when you start doing that, something fucking magic happens because you start allowing yourself to flow. You start allowing yourself to feel your feelings and fully fucking express yourself and tell the truth instead of assimilating down to the lowest common denominator. We don't need to do that shit anymore. We can unlock our limitless motherfucking potential. And that starts with every single day letting yourself feel your feelings. Okay, you can do that. You can be mad and listen to the tonality in my voice change. If you need to go back and listen to this podcast again, maybe it'll be funny on double time. Go back through that thing. Listen to me angry in the chipmunk voice. And can you hear it shift? I was like, I'm going to get on a podcast and do this. I'm going to show you what it looks like fucking shift. Because I was so fucking mad just 7 minutes ago. But now because I've expressed it and I fucking pulled it out of my chest and let it open and unleashed it in unicorn world, right? With a directive, with a meaning, with a fucking purpose. I can breathe, right? And my chest opens a little bit more. And I can feel that feeling, that tingle of peace, that shift coming in, that happiness returning because feelings flow. when we allow them to, instead of stuffing them under the rug and keeping them deep inside buried and never talking about them again, is that if we just talk about the things that are upsetting us, the things that are hurting our feelings, the things that are fucking making us rage, if we just talk about them in a safe way, right? Right? Not banging down the door, not fucking punching holes in the walls. None of that shit is necessary. You just get on a podcast. You don't even have to get on a podcast. You don't want to share it with your audience? Don't share it with the audience. Just get in your car and fucking do it yourself, right? Go through the process of feeling your feelings. I promise you, you will feel better. And maybe your feelings are not rage like me. Maybe it's sadness. Maybe it's sorrow. Maybe it is that motherfucking victimhood, poor me bullshit. Whatever the fuck it is, allow yourself to feel it fully. Because when you do, something magical happens. It shifts. It changes. Because no feeling in the entire world was meant to stay. They are all meant to flow. It's allowing them to flow. That's the trick, right? So get out of your own fucking way. Feel your feelings. Express yourself. Do it in front of your audience so that it's normalizing it. So that people know that they don't have to be fucking perfect all the time. You don't have to be perfect to be happy, which is good because then nobody would be happy because perfect doesn't fucking exist, right? You can be mad about things. You can be sad about things. You can be whatever the fuck you are today. Give yourself permission to unleash your emotions, to open them up and allow yourself to flow. Because when you do, you're going to be so much happier and so much more fulfilled and so much more fucking successful because you're not going to be stifling yourself. Let it go. Make like Elsa, bitches, and let it go. Real unicorns feel their motherfucking feelings. They show them to other people and they don't have to wear pants about it anymore because we don't work in corporate, bitches. We could just tell the fucking truth. Go for it. Unleash your true self. For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button and remember, #fuckpants.